A global symbol of Australia's unique wildlife is now on the brink of extinction. Loss of land, bushfires, drought and disease are being blamed for a decline in koala populations over decades. The endangered listing means they will be better protected and details action that needs to be taken.
Well, it's true that we live, or we like to live, where koalas live, but those developments require what are called offsets, which means that there needs to be koala habitat put back. So what this announcement is about is making sure that that's done in the best and strongest possible way, so that we do have long, continuous areas of habitat that are good for koalas, and that we also make sure that we've got the population strength in those areas.
The koala has been listed as a vulnerable species for a decade. But experts say devastating bushfires in 2019 led to a 30% reduction in its population in just 3 years.
The listing today is really important to give the species that legal recognition. But what needs to follow is really strong regulatory protection for the koala. The government has recently committed more money. We have the legal status as endangered now. They're really good parts of the equation, but what's missing is the stronger regulatory protection. So koalas need stronger laws, and they need regulations that prevent the clearing of their habitat, which is their key threat.
Late last month, the government announced $50 million in funding to help conserve the koala. But conservationists criticised it for putting a price tag on what's widely seen as a national treasure. And they say the only way the koala can be saved is if the government protects the physical environment it lives in. Umay Kulsum, Al Jazeera.